This is a podcast from Deutsche Welle. For more information and a selection of other programmes, click on to dwworld.de.
Muammar Gaddafi is in hiding. Libya is to all intents and purposes in the hands of the rebels, and Libyans themselves are celebrating freedom from dictatorship. It sounds that all is under control. Well, that's just not true. The situation in Libya is not easy or safe for everyone. UN aid agencies have repeatedly raised concerns about sub-Saharan migrants in Libya. Many report being threatened and attacked. Imogen Folks reports from Geneva.
There are an estimated 1 million migrants in and around Tripoli. Some came for work, others fled war in their own countries, Somalia, Sudan, or Ethiopia. Now, amid claims that Muammar Gaddafi employed sub-Saharan Africans as mercenaries, many migrants are in hiding, too frightened to even try to get to the port. The International Organization for Migration would like to evacuate them, but, says Gemini Pandya, there are checkpoints across the city and it's just not safe.
There is still not significant central control over these checkpoints, and these checkpoints are the main reason why we can't access the migrants and why the migrants themselves can't reach us or their embassies. Many of them are manned by very young people, actually, with guns. And if migrants don't have papers, which vast majority of them don't, particularly sub-Saharan Africans, what they're really worried about is, you know, when they go and come across these many checkpoints, that they're not going to be able to get through and will subsequently be either killed or arrested.
Libya's new leaders promised this week in Paris to build a new tolerant society with respect for the rule of law. But in Tripoli, groups of migrants are in hiding. They lack food and water. Aid workers say many are too frightened even to sleep at night. So what can the United Nations do? Not much, says Rupert Colville of the Human Rights Office.
The problem is we're not actually there in Libya. There's nothing physically we can do, but it's extremely important to emphasise again and again to the new authorities as they develop in Libya, they should not be assaulting or attacking or harassing anybody. If they believe somebody's committed a crime, then fine, arrest them and let some kind of due process take place. So this applies to migrants and to anybody else.
One particular difficulty for the African migrants is that they fled war in their own countries in the first place, and many have neither papers nor embassies to turn to. So, could they apply for refugee status in Europe, for example? Adrian Edwards of the UN Refugee Agency hasn't got a firm answer.
Currently, the situation inside Tripoli itself is very difficult. We don't yet have an assessment of the refugee population within the city. We're still working on achieving that. So what actions can be taken right now to aid protection in the city is not something we've yet been able to determine.
The harsh truth is that in the euphoria over the fall of Muammar Gaddafi, the fate of Libya's African migrants has been forgotten. And, says the IOM's Gemini Pandya, they have been harassed and persecuted since the start of Libya's conflict.
This issue of sub-Saharan African migrants reporting on either being targeted or attacked or killed have been there right from the beginning of the crisis. The height of the exodus from Libya to both Tunisia and to Egypt, there were so many migrants coming out and either directly saying that they were physically attacked or that they have seen friends and colleagues who have either been badly beaten or killed.
But now that conflict seems almost over. Libya's victorious National Transitional Council has made public promises to respect human rights. The United Nations, but above all Libya's migrant community, will be watching closely to see if that promise is honoured. Imogen Folks, Deutsche Welle Radio, Geneva.
You've been listening to a podcast from Deutsche Welle. We hope you enjoyed the programme. You'll find more information and podcasts at dwworld.de.